we've had in the history of Israel periods of time where the word of God was abandoned, just to link on with what our brother was saying. And here we have a priest functioning, but one of the characteristics that lead to him not being able to speak is unbelief. Linking that with the end of the dispensation, as it were, darkness had come in. And wonderful, when he was able to speak, he spoke of light coming in. And this is what we see. I want to suggest that in chapter 2, we have, of course, God now having set the stage, moved the scene, in order that the Messiah may come and the remnant of Israel may be blessed. But we have a company that was seeking to look into these things. And they were the messengers, the angels. And messenger, it says in verse 9, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were sore afraid. But also with that messenger, it was a host of those who were very interested in what was the mind of God in relation to what he was seeking to do and will do yet future. Because this first coming has connected with it a future in view. Jacob's in Genesis 49 said, unto Shiloh, unto him shall be the gathering of the people. It's a wonderful thought, and that is yet a future day. But what do we see? Glory, light being introduced. And this is a wonderful thing. What shone around them was the glory of God, light, connected with this babe, this person. So that's one company that desired to look into these things. And we have scripture to prove that or support what we're saying. Things which angels desire to look into. Very interested. Follow the angels, and as the Lord moves here as a man in his pathway, they were there very much connected with him. They had never seen God before. Never seen God before. This was a blessed opportunity for them. But then what about the small portion of Israel? Those who had believed and attached themselves to the Lord Jesus. The scripture says he came to his own. Generally, his own received him not. But there were those who did. And they clung to the Lord Jesus. And where do we see them at the end of his pathway? At the cross, there were those who were identified with the Lord Jesus at the cross. There were others who were identified with the Lord Jesus, but in the upper room or in a room for fear that they would somehow be slain themselves. And instead of them, when the Lord appeared to them, then were the disciples glad. And you know I'm skipping over a period of time when they saw the Lord. And so this is a wonderful occasion here. A babe who is, as our brother said, Christ the Lord. And so I believe on this great occasion there was some stirring in Israel centered around this one who, can we say at this time, God had his eye fixed on this babe that would grow up and glorify him and will not fail at all.
One of the characters that characterized the godly remnant that were waiting for the first coming of the Lord was faithfulness. And I think faithfulness is something that is a difficult word to explain, especially when the circumstances around those godly remnant are not the best circumstances. We heard about departure in old Israel, corruption in the priesthood. In the normal circumstances, there is no need for prophets. Well, there is always a need for a king that represents God before the people. And there is always a need for a priest that would represent the people before God. There is no really need for prophets unless there is ruler. And the birth of John the Baptist in these circumstances were a proof that this era was an era of ruler. But as Brother Daisley mentioned before, that there was those godly remnant that in all humbleness spoke one to another. And the Lord hearkened. Isn't it wonderful how the Lord hearkens to those that are faithful? Brethren, faithfulness is something that if it characterizes the people of God in these days of ruin, we would have a different hope. We will have a different behavior. We will have a different anticipation waiting for the soon coming of the Lord Jesus. So faithfulness was one of the characteristics that characterized the godly remnant, the few people that were waiting for the Messiah, for the Savior to come.
Just add to what Pastor is saying, because I'm sure many of you are sitting here hearing that expression, the remnant, and your mind probably asking, what are they talking about this remnant thing? Okay, I'm sure you all know what a remnant is. It's a piece of cloth that is the leftover usually from a big garment. That's a remnant. It's a little piece of something that carry the same origin of the same thing, but it's a little piece. That is what a remnant is. So if you're sitting here hearing all, you know, the little remnant, the few remnant, and you think what they are talking about, it's a group of people that represent the whole, but yet have the same character of what's original. That is a remnant. So these are the group of people. We have heard the seven that are mentioned in chapter 1 and chapter 2. They are a group of people that represent what was the original thought of God that His people ought to do. All Israel ought to be waiting for the coming Messiah. But not all Israel were doing that. But there were few of them that were characterized by faithfulness, by righteousness, and waiting upon the coming of the Lord. In the days where we're living, in Christianity in general, not everybody, there are many who are saved on their way to heaven by the grace of God, but not everybody like Anna and like Simeon. And I want to add to the seven that you mentioned, the shepherd as number 8. Because if you're sitting here as a young man or a young woman and saying to yourself, okay, Simeon was an old man, you told us Anna was 100 and something years old, Zechariah was an old man, Elizabeth was an old man, no, it's no place for young people at all. And here's half of the conference is young people. But the shepherd, I believe there were young persons among the shepherd. After all, we know from the Old Testament that this kind of craft was not only, it wasn't really for older people, or you could tell me Moses was an old man, but you know, he was forced to be a shepherd. But it was really for the occupation mostly of young people. They were taking care of the sheep of their father. David was a shepherd. Rachel was a shepherd. And these young people were sitting up there in the hill country watching over the flock at night. So they weren't sitting at their computer chatting about everything that's in the world. They were chatting. But they were chatting probably about something that they have heard about from chapter 1, that there was something happening here with the birth of John the Baptist. So the conversation that was going on their chat room was not about nonsense that's going on at what Herod is doing or what is the high priest doing in the temple. The chat that was going on about what we have heard about John the Baptist, how he was born, it was a spiritual chat. And God has given us in these days computers, and we are sitting on a chat room chatting. Let's have the coming of the Lord Jesus as the subject and the object of our chat. So the shepherd were, I believe, young people sitting there at night, because that's what usually you guys don't chat during the day. It's usually at night. But they were at night talking about that. And what happened as a result of that? The glory of God appeared. And when we talk about the coming of the Lord Jesus, two things that usually are associated with that: fear and joy. In the case of Zechariah, there was fear, and then there was joy. In the case of Mary, there were fear when she saw the angel, and then there was joy. And here with the shepherd, it's the same thing. There were fear in verse 9, and then in verse 10, there is joy. And as we are talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus, as we are talking about the Lord Jesus, fear should fill our heart. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We have to walk in a faithful way, in a righteous way. But not only that, there is joy because His coming is very soon. And that's not only for an 84 years old or for a 107 years old person. These also are things for young people.
Amen.
Amen. I just make just one thought as to human condition. And that is that, and if we will see that in each of the individual, that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon them. Mary says the Holy Spirit will come upon him. Zacharias said the Holy Spirit filled him. Elizabeth, the same thing. So I just bring the point that the one that energizes anyone, even in a remnant condition, it is the Holy Spirit. As we go through them, it's the prophet, what's his name? They have Anna. It doesn't say Anna that the Holy Spirit was upon Anna. However, the Simeon, Simeon was filled with the Holy Spirit. Anna, it says she was fasting and praying and in the temple. And it suggests, I believe, that there also the Holy Spirit was upon her. Even though in this in here the Holy Spirit had not yet come. But however, it is the same working of the Holy Spirit. So I just mentioned that point in remnant condition that is what will happen. Also for us today, definitely we know that the Holy Spirit has come, and that will lead us, and that will energize us to take up the things of Christ and to make them good to ourselves and to others as well.
Amen.